Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
So what happens if you disobey your boss? Do you get fired? Well, we're going to talk about that today because it relates to a couple of things. You know, folks, we're in this place right now. In America, where we have these COVID mandates, today, as you know, is the day that people are walking out at the Salem Hospital. This is your opportunity at 4 p.m. to go down and to support the professional healthcare workers who are saying, no, I'm not going to take the shot. 4 p.m. today, Salem Hospital, Medical Freedom Rally. Now, I urge you, go down and support them. They need to know you're behind them. Because they may get fired, folks. Now, we know many of you that are state workers face the very same potential liability here for saying, no, I don't want the shot. We know that. And I've been engaging in, I'm going to continue to engage in sharing with you the resource from the Pacific Justice Institute right here in Salem. Ray Hackey is the lawyer there. And the memo that I put it up on the show plan yesterday, it's on my Facebook page, it's on the KSLM podcast page under yesterday's show plan. How you can request a religious exemption specifically, but how you can also request alternatives. Because what you've got to remember, this so-called FDA authorization is only for future doses of any of these vaccines. Right now, again, everyone who's getting the shot today, folks, it's under the emergency use authorization federal law. Your employer, no matter who they are, has to provide you an alternative under federal law. If not, So what's the alternative? Testing could be one. Weekly testing, okay. If you're willing to do that, that's fine. But what about some of the other products that could, well, that are being used by a lot of people anecdotally? I told you the story yesterday about ivermectin, how this gentleman that I do business with in the agricultural world got sick with COVID, went and got ivermectin from the farm store for swine and for cattle, the 1% solution. Pulled out 1 cc for every 100 pounds of body weight. For him, that was about 2.3 cc's. Used just a little syringe you can buy there also. And just mixed it in with a glass of orange juice. Took that for 3 days after he got sick. Bounced right back. In 3 days, he was back at work. Now, it worked for him. Many of you are telling me and giving me anecdotal stories about that. Thank you for doing that, sharing that. I'm just saying to you, if you're faced with the issue of getting fired because your employer is not giving you an alternative, then you need to step up. And that's what that memo from the Pacific Justice Institute is. It is very good advice about how to do that with your employer. And I think you ought to read it. I'll put it again up on the show plan today. I think this is so important, friends. Now, the reason I said, what do you do if you get fired? Well, I got an email from one of our listeners, not going to say who it is, who literally is anticipating that they may be fired because they're not going to wear the mask and they're not going to go get a shot. They're just not. Ain't going to happen. So they are choosing to look for other employment. Some of you, because I've heard from you, you've been on the show, you've been on the air. And by the way, if you want to make a call and share with me what you're going to do, what you're thinking about doing as this progresses, the number is 503-589-1220. It is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Either way, I'll try to read them on the air. Now, look, here's the thing. If you're thinking about, you may be forced to change jobs. One of our listeners has contacted Freedom Heating and Air. You know, they're one of our great sponsors. And their business is strong right now. They need employees. They're literally asking me to share with you, if you're thinking about changing jobs, why don't you come and talk to them? And this person did and is anticipating they may be fired. Get ahead of the curve. I'm going to call Freedom Heating and Air. It's 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Literally call them up and say, look, I'm thinking about changing occupations here. Can I come and talk to you? They'll have that conversation with you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, that's their website. But give them a call. If this interests you, get ahead of the curve here. Don't be like the superintendent of the school district in a small school district in rural Oregon who got fired yesterday by the school board. On a 4-1 vote, the Adrian School District fired the superintendent. Why? Because he refused to do what they told him to do. They told him no masks in schools. He enforced it anyway. And they fired him. He'd been on the job for 3 years, but had been in the district for 14 years. Now, he has critics and he has supporters in that school district. People have been voicing their opinions. The school board made it very clear to him what they wanted him to do. Now, this is the chair saying this, and they don't get into any of, because all this was done in executive session first, and then they took the vote without comment. And they voted 4-1 to fire him. He did not follow what the board directed him to do. Now, I don't know how good of a superintendent he was. Might have been really good or maybe not. I don't know. But at any rate, this is our system, friends. This is how it works. Our system in America is such that if you don't do what your boss says, if you work for a company and they say, no, you have to have the shot, you have to wear a mask, and you say, no, I'm not going to do that because I believe religiously it's wrong. For those of you who believe that every one of these mRNA vaccines have been developed from aborted babies, you feel that's morally wrong, it's a sin for you to do that, you need to say that. And you need to put that in. That's why this memo from Pacific Justice Institute is so important. It goes through step by step how to do this successfully. And again, I'll have it on the show plan today, but I'm telling you, friends, you need to communicate to your employer, whether they're state or they're city, county, private, it doesn't matter. If you're being told you have to wear a mask, if you have to have a mandated shot, you got to know what your rights are. And you've got to stand up and ask your employer for alternatives. And then we need to know about, we the buying public need to know what your employer's doing, who they are. And then we need to know, especially the retailers, those people that are, and there are some coffee shops now in some places, I'm told, that are saying, you can't come in here unless you can show us proof of vaccination. We need to know who those are. We need to go and protest them. And we need to tell the owners and the establishment, we're not coming to do business with you anymore. That's our right, friends. And we're either going to stand up for these things or we're not. We're either going to stand up for our liberty or we're going to lose our liberty, friends. That's just the truth of it. So there are some interesting numbers from one of our listeners that's been crunching the numbers from the Oregon Health Authority, from Sam. I want to get into that a little bit today. I also want to get into reminding you the clock is running on gathering signatures so that we the people can vote on this sellout gun storage bill that makes you a criminal, a felon, for having an unsecured gun in your own home. Limits your ability to defend your family. Thanks to Fred Girard and the other five Rhino Republican senators who refused to walk out. The clock is running on that petition, folks. You need, if you haven't done it, you need to go to responsibleresponse.com. That's the website where you literally can print off, you can literally print off the petition. You can sign it yourself, put it in an envelope, and a stamp on it and send it in. Takes a little bit of your time and it costs a stamp. What's your, seriously, what is your freedom worth? What is your ability to defend your family worth to you? Avis, thank you for that. And Gail, thank you for reminding me. ResponsibleResponse.com. Let's vote on repealing Senate Bill 554. ResponsibleResponse.com. It's 6:20 back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We're talking about what happens if you get fired because you refuse to take the shot, or maybe that you refuse to wear a mask. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing? I mean, you can believe strongly in wearing masks and taking the shot. That's your choice. Should be your choice. That's the point. We know masks don't work. look at the actual science and the studies. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. We know they don't work. But if you believe they do, it should be your choice to wear them. That's what freedom is. That's what liberty is. It should be a choice if you really think that the COVID vaccine helps people get over sickness faster. You should have the choice to go do it. Go get one. That's up to you. None of this should be mandated in a free society. And I don't care whether the Supreme Court ruled on it in the early 1900s with the smallpox vaccine or not. It doesn't matter. Sometimes the Supreme Court gets it wrong. They did for a long time in allowing the scourge of slavery as being constitutionally allowable. Segregation, all of that, they had to backtrack from. Why? Because it was immoral. They accepted the arguments of men. You should have the choice. Now, conversely, you should also be willing to accept the consequences. If you truly believe, like this superintendent of this small rural school district did, who got fired, that wearing masks and enforcing Kate Brown's edict about mask wearing for all kids, if that was what he believed was right and in the best interest of those kids, he stood up. He disobeyed his employer. He got fired. Are you willing to do that? Now, are you willing to do that if you have the knowledge? The Liberty Council, and by the way, thanks to Barbara for sending this to me, because this is really good. Liberty Council website has an article from the 27th. Today, of course, is New Year's, or not New Year's, it's the first day of September. The FDA does a bait and switch with COVID shots. This is what I've been telling you, folks. You need to read this because they lay it out for you legally. Just as the Pacific Justice Institute memo does. But the article says they do the bait and switch. Now, how did they do that? Well, here's how they did it. They announced that it had approved its first COVID-19 vaccine in order, as the article writes, to push the vaccine mandates and protect the Pfizer pharmaceutical company from legal liability. However, there currently is no fully licensed COVID shot in the United States market. Let me say that again. There is no fully licensed COVID shot in the United States market. They continue. Albeit confusing and probably intentionally so, this summarizes the current status of the Pfizer/BioNTech shots. Now listen to this. All existing Pfizer vials, hundreds of millions of them, remain that are in the U.S. today, remain under the EUA authorization. Meaning that you have the option to accept or refuse it. The third or booster Pfizer shot is identical to the above and remains under the EUA, with limited use to certain categories of people. BioNTech received FDA approval for people under the age of 16. Remember, we talked about that a couple of days ago. Under the name Comirnaty. But there is no such doses available in the United States. So what does this conclude? And they have this in bold. In other words, there is no currently FDA-approved COVID-19 injection available anywhere in the United States. Every COVID shot in America remains under the EUA law, and thus people have the option to accept or refuse them. And, fifth point, even when an FDA-approved COVID shot becomes available, individuals are protected by federal law and many states' laws from being forced to get these shots based on their sincere religious belief or conscience rights. Now, you can continue to read this, but I want to focus on those of you who, and some of you have emailed me, so those of you who do not particularly have a conscience objection, or rather a religious objection, you have the right, based on your conscience, to say no, even after they approve, fully approve the shots. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you got about a minute and a half. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you. Hey, thank you for, I want to share one person or one outlet that we know that has taken a 70-year-old woman's groceries out of her cart and said, no, because you won't have a mask on. And so she couldn't get her groceries. And that was a grocery outlet in Staten.
You're kidding. In Staten?
No. So my husband and I are just starting. I told him, I don't care if it takes you five trips to find what you want. The goal is to find who we want to support, who will allow us to come in and do our shopping in a normal fashion. And those that don't, we can report, like to Jeff, so he can share it, so that we will not support those people.
Well, there
and
you
so
go.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. And now, how do you know about this story? Because, you know, before I go putting it out there, how do you know about the story?
A good friend of ours who comes every Thursday to pray shared it. She had been in there, and she was forced to go out without her groceries because she would not wear a mask.
That is and the grocery outlet in Staten.
That's correct.
There you go, folks. Maybe we ought to have a protest out there. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate you sharing that with us. It's at 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. Lots to talk about.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Something's happening out there, folks. I'm telling you, yesterday there was a Just Say No rally in Le Grand, in front of the hospital, Medical Freedom. To talk with you a little bit about that, because that's exactly what's going to happen today at 4 p.m. the Salem Hospital. Maybe you ought to go down there and support it. Seriously. They did it yesterday. And it's going to happen. In fact, it's happening all over the state. They're going to do it in Bend. So, are you going to stand up, folks? Stand up for your rights? No, we're at a critical place here. Folks, I'm just friends. We are this. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating that more people are not getting with it, but I think they're starting to realize what's going on. They don't like it. Even liberals don't like what's going on because they don't want to be told. They have to put something in their body. They don't want to put in there for whatever reason. Talk more about that in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. I've got some interesting statistics on Oregon's COVID numbers and what that really means. And we'll get back to the phones in a moment. Jess, hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment. Pfeiffer Roofing has this new product called Roof Max. You hear me talk about it. It may be something that you know, if your asphalt shingle roof is not doing so good and you know it, maybe you ought to call them and have them come out, give you a free estimate about could they put Roof Max, spray it on your roof and extend the life of your roof for many years, a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Is your roof a good candidate for that? It might be. They'll give you a free estimate. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. 647-4725. They've been in business here, Pfeiffer Roofing, since 1978. Second generation, Trevor Pfeiffer's running the company now, and I'm just telling you, friends, they have an exclusive on this product. You can't get this anywhere else. Roof Max. Extend the life of your roof. There's a great video on their website, pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. What do you do if you get fired because you won't take the shot? What are your rights if you say, I don't want to wear a mask? I refuse to get the shot. What are your legal opportunities? Let's go back to the phones. We've got Jess, who's on hold, and another caller. Caller, hang on, because I'll get to you also. Jess, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you very much. So I've been listening on this show only, but others, and people's comments. And yesterday, I heard a very strange remark in reference to the Nuremberg Code of 47. And the comment was that we're not sure whether or not that has any application here. And so let me clear the air on that. The 1947 Nuremberg Code was applied to the Germans, and they even had a similar code applied to the Japanese post-World War II. That was sent up to the Geneva Convention in Geneva, Switzerland. Everybody voted on it. It became international law. It went through our Senate. It was passed by our Senate. It was signed by our president. So I'll quote. This Constitution and all laws made in pursuance thereof and all treaties that shall be made shall be the supreme law of the land, and any law in any state to the contrary don't mean diddly. So does that clear the air for everybody?
It oughta. I mean, seriously, it oughta. this is at least in part what's frustrating is that what you've just pointed out, Jess, is common sense that anybody could read, yet there are people who continue to defend this practice of these vaccine mandates and other things and saying it's fine. Yeah, we may not like it, but it's legally fine. And yet they ignore exactly what you just read.
Mm-hmm.
This is the state of the critical or lack of critical thinking skills of people.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Very good.
Go on.
We have an individual in our company who is definitely on the other side of the line, and he's got the vax, and just this past Monday on the job site, he was kind of taking the supervisor to task, saying it's because the other people won't get their vaccines that we all have to wear masks, and so they need to take their vaccines so we don't have to wear masks. And I said, I have the right to control what goes into my body. I have the ability to have that choice. But here's the backstory. The backstory is he's griping and moaning about this, and guess what? He's not wearing a mask. So there seems to be a very false portrayal of, well, somehow I'm being put in jeopardy because you won't do something, but at the same time, the actions do not match the words.
Absolutely correct.
Very selfish, and that's what I keep seeing from these people, that the world is measured from them. On our side, predominantly, it seems people measure from the Constitution and from their Bible. Just like a good carpenter does, he whips out that tape measure, and it's like, okay, I'm going to do something, but where is my point of reference? And they always reference from the same place, that Constitution, that Bible. And those powerful words, those solid pieces of wisdom, whereas these other jamokes just constantly measure from themselves. Where are they at any time? That's morality. Situational. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Jess. And I do want you to remind your coworker that under Kate Brown's outdoor or indoor mask mandate, it is a mandate for even people who have been vaccinated. So So his argument that, well, we got to wear masks because everybody else isn't vaccinated does not hold water, because you're required to wear a mask whether you've been vaccinated or not under Kate Brown's executive order. Remind that person of that. Caller, thanks, Jess. Let's move on to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. My name is Jordan. First of all, I want to say I love the show. I mean, I love it. I listen to it all the time. But I just had something that I was a little concerned about yesterday at the end of your, near the end of your show. You're talking about ivermectin use. And I just have to preface by saying that I am an RN at a hospital, and I want to forewarn people about taking any off-label ivermectin that's used for animal use. It can be not wise to take. So when you said that story yesterday, that was a little concerning to me, because I want it to be known that we should never take any ivermectin used for animals, because we don't know the possible drug-to-drug interactions, that somebody might be taking something that might interact with it. I'm not going to say whether or not I have seen it or not yet at the hospital, but the potential is there. So unless it's prescribed by your doctor, I would highly not recommend taking any ivermectin in off-label use.
Yeah, I appreciate...
Doctor, I would say that would be great. But I would recommend against it.
Your thoughts on that, Jordan? I mean, here's the reality of that, is that I shared that with people because while I agree with you, because it was actually one of the questions I had for my friend, as you heard me tell the story that I do business with out here in the agricultural world. I asked him that question. Yeah. He said, so what about other interactions with other drugs? You know, someone maybe has, you know, is on other prescription meds. What about interactions with it? And they didn't know. And that's why I think that you have to be really careful here. Now, it also matters what kind of ivermectin that you're using.
One of the reasons I'm worried about it is because ivermectin does have a potential chance to interact with certain medications that they're called substrates, and they'll block certain channels in and out of cells, essentially building up higher levels of ivermectin inside of your cells and in your brain that you don't want, causing a neurotoxicity. I would forewarn people about taking ivermectin unless you've spoken specifically with your healthcare provider or your personal care provider because of the chance of that.
Fair enough.
I mean,
I would
just forewarn people about it.
Yeah, no, look, I appreciate it, Jordan. I do, because I think that's good advice overall. You need to think about this stuff before you do it. I would also share with you that it has been used successfully in human populations for decades.
That I would agree with. Like I know that. I just don't want anybody taking ivermectin and getting real sick and doing it in the wrong way and screwing up the potential also for any chance ivermectin might help us in the future.
Well, fair, and that's another valid concern, by the way. Because, you know, you as a healthcare professional, you know the controversy over hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine should be, because it has been used successfully for a long time for other things, and apparently it's been used successfully here in Oregon to treat COVID, because my producer Phil's father was treated with it in the veterans home at COVID in his early 90s. Successfully, and it's been used successfully, but if we're using it off-label and it gets a bad reputation, then you end up with the potential of having it banned for that use down the road. That's a fair concern. Jordan, thanks for calling. I appreciate your perspective. Thank you for listening to the show, and I'm honored to have your perspective.
Thanks, Jeff.
Rich, hang on. I want to get to you on the other side of the break at 6:48, folks. By the way, Oregon Catalyst got a story about our buddy local liberal politician Ted Wheeler saying, wear a mask, and then he gets caught not wearing a mask.
Come on and sing my song. All night long. Oh, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Before I go to Rich and Art, Oregon Catalyst got a story about Ted Wheeler. Another local liberal politician ignores the COVID rules we have to live under. There's a story. The Daily Wire reported that, there's pictures of Ted in an article in the New York Times, meeting inside of a hotel without wearing face mask. And no drink anywhere near him. Do as I say, not as I do. That never worked very well with your kids, did it? And it doesn't work well here. Great to have you with us, friends. Emails to Jeff at kslm.news and Jeff at 1220.am. I'll try to get to them. 503-589-1220 is Power Buick GMC talk line. Righteous Renovations is a great contractor that advertises on this show and on this radio station because they do a really good job for their clients. And if you go to their website, you'll see that. It's righteousrenovations.com. Read the great customer reviews of very satisfied customers. That ought to give you some confidence that if you're thinking about doing something really disruptive in your home, like, maybe a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel, it'll work out okay. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. How are you? Your thoughts?
I'm glad that lady found the same article I did that I sent you yesterday or gave you yesterday about the childrenshealthdefense.org. Had yes. The same article about the bait and switch with the Pfizer. So I'm glad that this is getting out there. The other thing, too, is with Wheeler and the mayor of Almsville running around with no mask tells you just what kind of a con job this is. And Jordan, I think it was, the nurse that called up, or the RN,
yes.
And was
yes.
talking about ivermectin. I totally agree with him. And I think the same rule should be applied to Pfizer, Moderna, and the other shots. They're not proven, and we don't know what they'll do. However, the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine, like he mentioned, are being prescribed by doctors in a different form. So I'm glad to see people are watching and listening and maybe something will happen in a positive direction. And the food outlet in Staten, maybe we should start asking for food handlers permits, as well as when's the last time as people are checked for HIV and hepatitis, et cetera, et cetera. And that's about it for now.
Good thoughts. That's it. You know, turnabout's fair play, right? What about all of these other things? Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. It's 6:53. A couple of quick text messages here. Freddie says, I worked the fair booth at the Republican fair booth. He said 25% of the people that are signing the petition are registered Democrats. He said, as for my 3 hours of steady line signing each petition, and these both petitions were actually all three petitions, few people were wearing masks. And then our very own Stacey Ann texts me and says, September 1st, babies in Texas with a detectable heartbeat cannot be killed by abortion starting today. We're hearing that abortion facilities are canceling appointments as we speak. We believe that at least 150 babies will be saved every single day from this legislation signed into law by the Texas governor, passed. It's called the Heartbeat Bill, folks. It's been all across the country happening. All right, let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Jeff. Money, power, and politics is what is controlling this situation when it shouldn't, Jeff. There is no doubt in my mind, and it's destroying our healthcare system. Just like money, power, and politics is destroying our military. We got to get a handle on this. We got to get, and the ultimate goal should be what is best for all of us. And that's not even being considered, Jeff. And that's why our country is going down the toilet in more ways than one. And you know what? All of the people in power should be ashamed of themselves, because the ultimate goal should be what is best for the individual. And it is not. It's all about the money, the power, and the politics. And it disgusts me, and it should disgust everybody, because it's destroying our country, Jeff. That's all I got to say this morning. God bless you. Pray for
Thanks,
all
Art.
Of us, because we
yeah.
need it.
Yeah, we do. Need a lot of divine intervention into this great nation called the United States of America. Oregon's COVID numbers. This is some number crunching by one of our listeners from the OHA's data. Okay? So you want to listen to this. Out of 273,896 recorded cases of COVID, 98.8% of those who were recorded to have had a case survived. Okay? Of the 273,000 recorded cases, 8,639 were 80-plus-year-olds, people over 80 years old who got the virus. 8,639 of them. Of that group, 1,530 passed away with it. 7,109 of them survived. Of the 273,896 cases, 13,441 of them were 70 to 79-year-olds. Only 756 of them passed away with it. 12,685 of them survived. And the data goes on and on and on down to the age groups of 20 to 29-year-olds who got the virus. And there were a lot of them. 14 passed away with it, almost all of them. I mean, we're talking 56,000 in Oregon. 20 to 29-year-olds got COVID. Only 14 passed away. Of 10 to 19-year-old kids who got the virus, 32,000 of them. Three people passed away. Of the 0 to 9-year-olds who got the virus, which is 14,508 in Oregon, only one passed away. It shows us a lot of things. And it relates to this whole business of what's going on in our school systems, why parents are so upset. All right, friends, thanks for joining us. It's 6:59. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be, too. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with us. Be blessed. Keep praying. Keep fighting for what you believe. See you tomorrow.